We've got about 9:30 this evening. We had local Bartlesville police officers are here at a residence in the 1600 block of Maple. They were here to serve a search warrant, I believe for drugs is what the search warrant was for. They knocked and announced that the residents made entry into the home. They encountered one suspect. He had went down to the ground and they were in the process of taking him in custody when somebody started firing a weapon from one of the rooms. The officers returned fire and that subject was injured. That was a female. She was transported to the hospital. There were also one other officer that had some injuries that was transported to the hospital as well. So we don't know the condition right now. We've contacted the OSBI. They're on their way here now. Since it was one of our officers, you know, it was our agency was involved, we're not going to investigate it. We're going to have the OSBI investigate the shooting.
Shots were fired towards police?
It's not clear at this time. We had two officers that had some minor injuries, and I believe that there was one officer did return fire with one shot, I believe. Again, we've secured the residence. We've obtained a search warrant. So we really, you know, we haven't been in the residence to know anything else. We don't know any details, and that's going to be left up to the OSBI to investigate.
Where was the female at when she was shot?
I believe she was in a room. There was a hallway, and like I said, the first suspect they encountered, they were in the process of taking him in custody when they started hearing shots fired, and it was coming, I believe, from a room off the hallway.
Do you know the relationship of the female?
I believe it's a mother. Mother and a son, I believe. So.
Just the two suspects?
Yeah, that was the only two people that were in the home.
Okay. What are their ages?
I don't have their ages or their names. The suspect was taken into custody, and he was booked into jail on the drug charges. So.
Other than the drugs, have y'all responded to the house for any other crimes or anything?
Well, I don't have those details yet. I don't know if it's a house that we're familiar with. I mean, obviously, our drug officers had some probable cause to obtain a search warrant for the house. And I believe some of the charges are distribution of drugs. So there had to have been some prior, information there. But as far as any other calls of any other types, I don't have that information available right now.
And correct me if I'm wrong, you said an officer was also taken to the hospital?
Yeah, an officer was taken to the hospital with injuries. Those injuries are minor. We had two officers that had some minor injuries.
What kind of injury?
I don't know at this point. One of them had some facial injuries, and I think one was had injury to his leg. So, but they're going to be okay. They were taken to the hospital, as well as the female occupant of the home.
Was the female shot at close range, or how far?
I don't have any of that information. Like I said, we've just secured the residence, and we're waiting for the OSBI. They're going to have to. They're having a crime scene unit respond, and they'll invest. They'll interview our officers. They'll go out to the hospital, and they'll do a search of the house. That's why we obtained another search warrant for the shooting, and we're just waiting on them to arrive. They had to come from Tulsa. So.
Which hospital are we talking about?
It's the local hospital here, Jane Phillips. So. But that's really all the information we have. We're going to be out here most of the night. Like I said, OSBI is about an hour away, and they're going to have the details. It's going to be their investigation because, again, our agency was involved with the warrant and the shooting. So, therefore, we're not going to investigate that. We're going to let OSBI, an outside agency, investigate it.
Is this a regular occurrence,
No, we had one other officer involved shooting. I've worked there 30 years. We had one other officer involved shooting, and I believe that was 2 years ago or a year and a half ago. So it's not an often occurrence. So it's unfortunate situation. And again, when we have more details or the OSBI has more information, we'll be able to release that. Thank you.
And Captain, the time of call was about 9:30, you
9:30,
said?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. And the name of the suspect on the warrant, can you share that information?
No, we're not going to divulge any of that information yet. because you know that I'm sure the family has relatives and all that, and you know, until we get to the bottom of it, we're not going to release any names or anything like that.